Hello, thank you for joining us today. My name is Joaquin Thomas. Today I'll be interviewing Jun Jaeza. And he'll be discussing how he crossed boundaries from moving to America from China. Would you like to introduce yourself, Jun Jae?
Yes. Hi, my name is Jun Jaeza, and I'm a sophomore in Science Leadership Academy. And I was not born here. I was born in Fuzhou province of China. And I came to America when I was four.
Four. How do you like America better or China better? Do you prefer any of the countries?
Well, since I'm actually living here and I know what the lifestyle here is like, I actually like America's system of living because there's a lot of limits in China. So yeah, I have to say that I like America better.
Can you elaborate a little more on that? Like, was there more opportunities? Better transportation, better ways to get things, or anything like that? Better resources?
Well, from where I live in a really small town. And I have to say that one of the things that I like better than America here is the family-like feeling that you have with all of the people in the town. For example, like, there's not much of a greeting. Like, in America, you have to greet somebody when you walk in somebody's house. There's not really much of a greeting, like, moment. You just walk in there because everybody knows each other as family, and everybody, it's a really small town, so everybody knows everything that goes on. So I mean, I started running around the streets, like, when I was, like, three, with no problem, because I know where everything is. And so, so I mean, I definitely like that, like, those moments, compared to what America has here. Well, I don't blame America for being so big, but yet I really like the small town feeling. But one thing, some of the things that I don't like about China that America has is pretty much the limited things that China has, which such as, like, for example, milk. Like, you can't buy milk in the market. Like, there's a certain sequence of somebody coming to your house and you exchanging the empty bottles of your milk. Pretty much. And then that's like, and there's so, and I really don't like the economy. Like, it's really dirty there. Like, literally, like, it's really dirty. The public, like, bathrooms are, like, ridiculous. Like, you would not want to walk in there. Like, it's pretty bad. So yeah, it, like, just being in America, I just feel a little more, I can't say more safe, because but I mean but I really like America.
I can relate to you because I was born in a small area in Charleston, South Carolina, actually. So I can relate to you a lot in that way. Yes. How do you think life would be if you had never come to America and you were still in China at this moment right now? Where do you think you would be? What do you think you'd be doing? How do you think your life would be progressing? Anything like that?
Well, one thing is that I definitely don't think that I'll be the person I am today if I never came to America. But, like, I think that that's one of the main flaws of having a small town family community, is that you don't really get to meet the outside people who can really inspire you into becoming a better person. So pretty much, if I continue to live in that small town, without moving out or anything, I think that my life wouldn't have so much roads to walk. Like, I would continue walking in that same street and going on with life until I pretty much die. So I'm glad that I came to America, because, like, in other words, America gave me a lot of opportunities where I could learn new stuff and meet new people, where I can be inspired into becoming a better person.
Another thing I can relate to you on, because of me being born in a small area. But yeah, do you remember the kind of emotions and feelings and thoughts that you had going through your mind as you figured out that you were leaving China to come to?
So it was actually a funny story of how I got to America. It was because It was one. I know it was at night for a fact that it was at night where I left. And so I was around 4 years old, and then I was asleep, so I didn't know what was going on. But all I felt at that moment was my mom's arms carrying me to outside. So we got outside, and then I saw luggages, but I was really tired. Like, I was really sleepy, like half asleep, so I could care less about anything else that is going on. So, like, I just focused on sleeping. So we got in this black navy car, and then so we drove to the airport. And then so at the airport, I was actually really happy. I was pretty happy because I thought I was going somewhere fun. And then so I'm a little kid, like all I know is how to be playful and like just running around. So I'm a little kid, but then when we got on a plane, I just had the feeling that we was never gonna come back. I just had the feeling that we was just not gonna come back for like a really long time. And then my mom told me, she was like, well, we're going to a new place. And then I started crying. Like, I remember it takes at least, I'm guessing, 13 to 15 hours to get to America. For those many hours, I was crying. Because of that's the power of, like I mentioned earlier, that's the kind of effect that I got from being in a small town in a family-like community. So I had a lot of love that was expressed to me, and then I missed that. And then so I started, for the entire time coming to America, I was crying, asking for my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, just constantly crying. I feel bad for the people that was on the plane with me. Like, it was pretty bad. So I got to America, and then I never liked it here. I never liked it here in America, like, from the start. As soon as I stepped here, it's not racism, but the first thing I noticed was, like, the different races of people that walked around. It was the first time of me seeing, like a African-American person, or a different type of Asian person, or a white person. And then, so I was really confused of where I am, so I started crying again. And then, so I never liked it here. I arrived at my grandpa's restaurant, so I never liked it here. Like, just maybe because I was missing home, but I just, like, from kindergarten to like second grade at least, I never liked it here because it was a totally different environment that I have to adapt to. But I mean, along the way, I started to adapt to it and see how it was really like, and then I started to, like, realize more stuff as I grow along. So, I mean, right now, I'm satisfied where I am right now because what America really done to me, into becoming a better person. And then, so, I mean, yeah, I really hope that answered the question.
Yeah. So, compared to China, what do you think of the American education system?
Well, I have to say that China has a really, really interesting way of education. Like, right now, we're both in high school. We have to take high school for 4 years. But China, there's only 3 years of high school. There is only 3 years of high school. And then, so, the only education I had in China was preschool. That's all I remember. It was 1 week of preschool, not like a couple months where I grew into kindergarten. It was only 1 week. And not that because I had to leave for America. It was because that it was horrible. Like, I didn't like it because I missed my family. Like, even we only live a couple blocks away from the school, but I still miss my family, like, a lot. So I mean, every morning, on that week, every morning, my cousin would take me to school, and then I didn't know what was going on on the first day, but then I started realizing throughout the week, and then so I started crying every single time we stepped on that gate. Like, the security guards had to come and get me, the teacher had to come and get me. It got really bad, but it's the fact that when I walk in there, maybe I was too focusing on crying, but one thing I remember noticing was that the kids are really antisocial. It was, there's something about those kids where, I don't know, the teacher's teaching, it wasn't teaching to have the kids interact with each other, but it was a teaching of where you need to know stuff. So I think that one of the most interesting
So they did it more there than they do here?
Oh no, not at all. It's actually vice versa. It's actually America has a lot of communication with teaching that affects the kids' communication by enhancing it, but apparently when I was at school there, that I don't remember doing one activity where I had to communicate with the other students.
Projects or anything? I mean, not projects. I mean, you were like four, but I mean like group assignments, like working together or.
Yeah, none of that, surprisingly. But I mean like you mentioned, I was 4 years old, so I mean that was probably just preschool, but it probably changed it up a little bit now. But I still think that because I remember my mom telling me about how college goes there. Like to me it really don't matter if you go to college in China or not, because even though you get the education, like before I even get into that, you have to pay for education in China. Like the government doesn't cover that. But in high school, you need to pay for high school. That's why that was one of the main reasons my mom dropped out, because my grandmother didn't think that it was a need anymore, and it was kind of a waste of money. And then so. Well, the college system, it's actually really interesting. My mom told me something about a back door. So, it was pretty much, if you have money, you're going to school. If you don't have money, there's going to be a little decision. That's pretty much it. So, if you have money, you're going to college. And then, even if it's not successful, there's always a back door because you have money. Like, that's pretty much all you need to live in China at the time. So, but in if you are poor, then your education will give you a little more advantage of in living. So that was one of the main bit. That was one of the biggest effect that I think it had on education. It was the fact that if you're going to college or not, really makes a big or no impact difference. Like my mom told me that sometimes even if you go to college, you will struggle very, very much into finding a good job that fits your college degree. So I think that America really gives the opportunity to have a variety of jobs and education system of just striving higher, because China is like, there's probably only a couple types of education degrees that you can take. So I really like America's education system compared to China's.
Thank you for having, thank you for arriving to the show today. It was nice having this talk with you about crossing boundaries, Junjie. And yeah, this has been Joaquin Thomas and signing out.